Ten Shri-Niketanam. Shri is Niketan, Niketanam of lotus feet. If one emphasizes on Niketan, Shri Niketan, then the meaning would be that the lotus feet are Subha. Asubha. The lotus feet are Subha.
Lotus feet are Subha. Then?
The lady who has these feet are always smiling, always in full kishori and feeling herself most fortunate because of these feet. If the lady doesn't have these feet, she becomes a widow. Everything goes away with these feet. I don't really understand, like the Chibutan, one when he emphasizes on Shri. What is the difference? Shri Niketan or Shri Niketan?
Shri Niketan means two. If we get place on Shri Niketan, then the lotus feet are home of Lakshmi. These feet are abode of Lakshmi. Very beautiful feet. And again, Sri Niketan will give place on Niketan. That the laps of Sri are Niketan of lotus feet. Understand? First meaning, abode of Lakshmi. And second meaning is abode of Krishna. There Lakshmi is abode. And here Krishna is abode. Krishna lotus feet is abode. Understanding something? So this means. And for 2 minutes I have given 2 stories. Abode of Lakshmi means always she serves this lotus feet. And this lotus feet is so beautiful. Whole Lakshmi and his whole beautiful Tapritik is in lotus feet. So lakhs and lakhs Lakshmi are serving this lotus feet. And when Sri Niketanam, then Krishna lotus feet is always in Sri, the abode of lotus feet, who? Lakshmi Dev. Krishna keeps his feet in lotus feet are the breast of Lakshmi. Why? Because once Krishna in the shape of Narayan went to Bali Maharaj to cheat. But Bali Maharaj cheated Krishna. I told the story there. And then Lakshmi had to go there and to pray Bali Maharaj that kindly you should give me one thing. What thing? She showed like this. She showed to Narayan. Then Bali Maharaj began to laugh. So Bali Maharaj, Narayan made two steps. By one step he remained there, and by other he went there. Now Lakshmi is so careful that his husband should not go here and there. Otherwise, it will be very misfortune for me. So always tightening that lotus feet in her lap and always catching hold it very tightly. So that he may not go here. Because he is so chanchal, restless. He cannot live one place. So here abode of this lotus feet is Lakshmi. Lakshmi is so chanchal. Lakshmi, when wealth, Patishthatri Devi, Lakshmi, is so much restless. She cannot live any place so many days. So a man becomes rich and after some time he becomes poor. Because Lakshmi don't want to be in a same place. So she is restless. She was with Pandav and after that he came to Duryodhan and again Duryodhan she left and came to Pandavas. Sometimes it was with Dwarka, in Dwarka, Lakshmi. And after the demise of, after Krishna disappeared, Lakshmi left all this. So always restless. But where there is Krishna's lotus feet, Narayan lotus feet, she cannot leave for a moment. She always lives in the lotus feet of Krishna. So, she always lives there. Better. Always lives there. So, abode of Lakshmi is Krishna lotus feet and Lakshmi is abode of lotus feet. Oh. Understand? Samjha kuch? Kya samjha?
Before the shloka, the Torah above Baba Nidhuva Katora abhav bhava mriduva pranas tamasi radhika as nanyan chakoras.
Then any slok like this?
Something like that.
Oh, I have told any slok it is.
No, you have told that. And you said it was
mrdu puspani. Mrdu mrduni puspani. Manjatapi kathorani mrduni kusumantapi. This is.
You said that
he is so much
komal,
soft, more than lotus. And he is so hard, more than vajra.
Thunderbolts.
Those who are opposite to Krishna, with them, he is like a vajra, thunderbolt. And those who are bhakta, he is like a very soft lotus, petal. With Kansa he became, and Charan Mushti he became like vajra. And with Sri Rama and Subal, he was defeated and became so soft, like this.
You say these words when you speak, when you say that Krishna is saying to Radharani, that you may be very hard, you may be very soft.
Like this. Sometimes Srimati Radhika, when having man, he becomes more than vajra. So hard. Krishna is telling that, you are a very little Kishori.
You are mad.
Taken this more than Himalayan and Alps. How you have kept in your this mind? So you are more hard than
man.
And sometimes you become so soft.
Is this Bilava Mangala Tattoo?
Huh?
Who is saying this slogan?
It may be, I don't remember now. It may be. Perhaps it is of the In Bilva Mangal box, there is prominency of Krishna. But in Radhara Sudhanidhi Prabodhananda Saraswati, there is prominent of Radha. What you like?
I was just trying to sit so I could hear.
But you want to come?
Yes, a sitting place.
Okay.
আমাদের কি আজকে আপনাদের ব্রহ্ম সম্প্রদায় হবে না, স্ত্রী সম্প্রদায় বেশি
সম্প্রদায়।
উনি বলছেন আপনাদের স্ত্রী সম্প্রদায় রোজ হবে না, সপ্তাহে এদিন হবে আর ব্রহ্ম সম্প্রদায় হবে। তা আমাদের তো ব্রহ্ম সম্প্রদায় একদিনও হচ্ছে না, রোজই স্ত্রী সম্প্রদায় হচ্ছে।
Vipralamba, right? There's four divisions of Vipralamba.
Can
you explain something about, give an example of something like Prema Vichitra? It's always, people are talking about Man in Vipralamba. But what about the other ones? I mean, I never hear of them.
Could you understand?
There are four parts. Four parts of Vipralamba.
There are lakhs and lakhs parts of Vipralamba.
Well, Prema Vichitra, Man,
so many.
But I don't
remember. There are four major.
So high, but I am so low.
Could you give an example of Prema Vichitra?
Once in Dwarka, Krishna was sleeping. It was night time. Satyabhama, Rukmini, and all were there. And they were weeping for Krishna. Krishna was sleeping there, but there, thinking that, where is Krishna? And in the meantime, a bird named
Kurari
began to weep so loudly because the husband of that Kurari and that Kurari don't meet in night. When sun is going to set, they are separated until sun comes in morning. And both weep, especially the lady Kurari, wept so loud. So they are telling that I think that Krishna has slept, and we are thinking like that, where is Krishna? We are feeling separation. That is how you are feeling separation for Krishna and weeping so loudly. We cannot weep like this, you. Perhaps you have more and more separation, more for Krishna. Then, Desha?
Samudra.
Desha towards Samudra. Samudra was there, ocean. And ocean was so roaring, and waves were coming very high. They also told Desha towards the ocean, why you are so? We are seeing that you are so much roaring means you are waiting. And why you are doing so? It means that in your heart something is going on, and you are not in a mood to check it. Perhaps as the waves of sorrow are coming to our heart, so many moods are coming in my heart, in our heart. Likewise, you are feeling separation to Krishna, and you are beating in shape of separation, roaring, but this is not roaring, loudly beating. And these waves are not waves, but you think that your separation notes, separation waves are coming here. So you are doing like so. When they start towards?
पर्वत
क्या कर रहा है
उनके दो ऊपर की तो चोटी निकली होती है ना उसका शीरा वो
हाँ there is also some
peak
mountain
not mountain hills
hill
hills two tops here tops here top in the middle gap and from upper side current is coming like a jalprapat
fountain.
Like Niagara jalprapat, you know Niagara, like this from upside. It seems that they start towards mountain and telling, oh, you are waiting. Why you are waiting? Oh, you are feeling separation for Krishna as we are feeling separation. That is why in the shape of water stream your
tears
are coming from your eyes. And we think that you are Lady Mountain, not Male Mountain. These are like two breasts, and your tears are coming and washing it. As a male, female weeps and all washing. Why washing? Feeling separation? We have separation more, but not like you. So what they are seeing? They are saying that all have moved for Krishna because they are. This is called Prem Bhakti. Nothing in any thing, everything in his own heart, and they are giving this mood.
Apply.
They are aroping. Arop mane?
Apply.
Arop karna.
Apply.
Kya?
Apply.
They are applying. To others. This is called Prem Vaichitya. Vaichitya means wonderful. Vichitra. We cannot guess why they are telling all these things. This is called Prem Vaichitya. This is the Prem Vaichitya of Dwarka. But the Prem Vaichitya of Raja is lakhs and lakhs time more than this. In that Prem Vaichitya, though there are so many things, Dibyonumar, Jalpa, Chitra Jalpa, Ati Jalpa, Adhi Jalpa, so many Jalps. Dibyonumar, when what she will do? Mosha. Sometimes weeping, sometimes laughing, sometimes. A Shastra cannot give actual position of that. Especially of Lalitar Gan, Radhar Gan, and especially of Srimati Radha. Only a very, very far away mode has been given in Shastra. We should not try more on this. We should try to remove our anarts first, so that it may come. Otherwise, it will be only some honor. Try to chant more qualityfully and in good quality, better quality and more. And to hear all these things, that all anarts should go. And then Krishna will arrange to hear this also, but not at a talk we should jump. From where you have come?
USA, San Francisco.
It may be that that thing comes, resembles in this mind, and then it is called Pada. They can know all this by that. But actually by mind or exercise of wisdom can be. Like, you should chant Krishna name. This is the word. Anyone is chanting. It is not the fact of mind. Because in our Shastra, in Guru Parampara, it has told. So these words are of Shastra. So we should chant. Not understanding?
Yes, I understand.
Like any, in this way, so many things. Only in Guru Parampara, in Vaishnava and Guru and Krishna telling about all these things. No worldly persons are telling this. So, until you will take ashraya,
shelter,
to any Vaishnava, or qualified, bona fide Guru, or the words of Krishna, you cannot enter a little in that thing.
When you say a qualified, bona fide Guru, Maharaj, does that mean one that is on the highest platform and experiencing?
No. From Shraddha, it is told. We cannot realize that he is Vaishnava or not. To Sukhdeva Goswami, if he comes to us, we cannot know him. If Narada comes in a other shape, we cannot know. If Krishna comes, we cannot know. We can know a person. He is very near to our scale. Understand?
No, not
near,
quite
near
that.
To our scale.
Our scale. Oh, yes. Okay.
No. A person is reading in class 10. He will not understand MA, but he can understand class 11 or
9.
Or what he has read, the low persons.
6, 7, 8.
Understand?
Person cannot understand, if a person is reading class 10, he cannot understand MA class, but he can understand lower than himself.
He can also know in what he is reading. He can, if he is in 10, he will understand 10.
Yeah.
He may understand that 11 also something, but not more than that. So, here, Vaishnava means, in what scale we are, he should be some more. But if he is so more, then we cannot understand. We cannot understand Uttam. Sometimes Kanishtha Adhikari may know Madhyam Adhikari. So Madhyam Adhikari, Vaishnava, is very helpful to Kanishtha or Madhyam. Uttam Adhikari is not so, he will say that, oh, your bhakti should be done. At once bhakti will come. He can do like that. But not he will tell Harikatha and they will understand. If he is telling Harikatha of so high ground, then we Madhyam Adhikari also will not understand. So here we have told, our Shastra has told, to take the association of Vaishnava, those who are nearby. Madhyam Adhikari. Madhyam Adhikari are of three kinds. Madhyam Kanisht, Madhyam Madhyam, Madhyam Uttam. Any of them we can associate with. We can understand their upadesh, siksha, education and things. And he will do mercy to us. Uttam Adhikari will not do. If he will do, he will have to come in the stage of Madhyam Adhikari. So here, Madhyam Adhikari has become. Madhyam Adhikari Guru. This should be Krishna ke Sarnagat Hoga.
He will surrender to Krishna.
And also he will try to do bhajan very heartily. No kapatta. Kapatta will be there. But he will not do kapatta. He will try to be very simple. His outer and inner will be same. Then, if you associate with that Guru or Vaishnava, we can progress. Thus,
Maharaj, how is it possible for Kanishtha to understand the Madhyam if the Madhyam is still
by serving, by Shraddha, serving?
How will you
and when Sukriti will come, then automatically he will be in a position to understand. And he will gradually be Madhyam Adhikari. Serving, hearing, obeying by this. In Gita, Tadviddhi panipatena pariparasneena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanina
tattva darshi. Maharaj, if he is serving a Kanishtha Adhikari, how does he know whether the fault is his?
By coming regularly in association of Madhyam Adhikari, gradually he will understand. As a boy who is not reading anything, A, B, C, D, but going to school again and again, daily, after 1-2 years he begins to read and he begins to read. And when he come to MA, he will know. So in association, gradually they will.
If someone has the connection of Kanishtha Madhyam Guru, say, or even Kanishtha, someone who is Kanishtha, but he has taken position of Guru.
But he will fall down. Kanishtha Adhikari, he does not know anything. Anything. He is as a blind. He should help. When he comes and knows who is Vaishnava, how he is Vaishnava, up to what qualities he is Vaishnava, he is Kanishtha, Madhyam Adhikari, then he will. And he will know Siddhantas. That's it. Person is. And he may be. No. Dehati Achare?
Dhatan.
Madhyam Adhikari. Tare Sansa?
Shastra
Yukti.
Shastra Sunipun.
Shastra Yukti Sunipun.
Nana.
Dhira Shabdhaja.
Nana.
Uttam Adhikari Taresha.
Shastra Yukti Nahi Jane.
Shastra Yukti. He knows all Shastra. He knows the essence of Shastra. And Dhira Shabdha. Tattha is also very firm. Then Uttam Adhikari. He does not know Shastra well. But Dhira Shabdha. than Madhyamadhika. And those who don't know Siddhant, and also the Shraddha is not false, then they are Kanishta. The Kanishta, those who don't know Siddhant and all these things, they don't do bhajan. How they can be? Someone does like this, but no fruit.